have no idea where this will lead us, but I have a definite feeling it will be a place both wonderful and strange.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. My name is Lee Stark. Actually, no, it's not. My name is Santa Stark. My name is Lee Santa.
My name is Gary Santa. Santa Stark.
Santa Stark? That explains your fuzzy beard.
I am the grumpy old Stark. I'm the grumpy Gadget Gorilla.
So you're the one who hands out coal and I'm the one who hands out gifts. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely, right. Definitely. Old King Cole, Nat King Cole.
Right, okay. Welcome to the Gadget Grill on December 20th, 2009, our last Gadget Grill before Christmas, our second last of the year.
Indeed, it is.
We've got our
penultimate Gadget Grill of the year.
Okay, yeah.
That's a big word for Sunday
night. That's a very big word for a Sunday night, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And how are you this evening, Mr. Lee?
I'm filled with snow. I'm actually more like Frosty the Snowman than Lee Santa.
Frosty the Snowstark.
I'm Frosty the Snowstark. Have you seen my nose today? It's like a carrot. It's very carrot-like. And my eyes are buttons. I'm just waiting for someone to demolish me and let me melt. But
they'll just do you up.
Yeah. Welcome to Gadget Grill. Tonight, we're not actually going to have people talk for us, which we have been doing for like the past
couple of months now. We've had lots of good interviews,
lots of good
content.
What's that slogan of ours?
The less we talk, the better we sound.
That's it, yeah.
We've got bad news for you tonight,
yes,
folks.
Yeah, because it's a Christmas episode, we're actually going to tell you about things you can get, last-minute sort of gift ideas in techie, in gadgety sorts of things, the sort of things people appreciate and like that you might not have thought about because, I mean, let's be honest, Santa doesn't really listen to anyone.
And we haven't thought about either because we're not capable of thought.
Oh, God, no. It's going to be like, on the fly, we're going to be your conscience tonight. So if you're out at DJs or Coles or anywhere else that actually said this, Coles doesn't sell stuff, do they?
No,
if you're in a mall somewhere.
I have seen DVD players and TVs and stuff for sale at Coles.
There you go. If you're going to be at a mall somewhere and you're there right now and you're...
We don't mean the mall on the rugby field, people.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
It's not a pretty thing to look at.
That's not a pretty thing to think about, I'm betting.
No, it's not.
If you're going to be someone like that, tune into this show, or if you haven't heard us, then that statement was just kind of moot. If you're going to be anywhere like that in about, 20-ish minutes, you'll be able to hear some of the things you might want to buy that people appreciate, if you haven't already thought about it yourself. It's all techie and gamey and all stuff like that. I tried to do shopping on the weekend. It was not fun.
Shopping is never fun, especially at this time.
No, it's hard enough to find something for people. It's hard enough to find something for you.
Find something for your dog.
I don't have a dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes it easy.
We've also got a bunch of news, and we might even review something if we get time. We've been playing with some weird technology this week.
We've got some interesting toys at home.
Isn't that 3D thing in my room very cool?
3D thing and the big TV.
No, the big TV is pretty freaking cool. I actually like the 3D in my room. We'll get to that later on.
Yes.
We've got news, we've got that, yeah. We've got songs. Because it's a Christmas episode, it's the second Christmas show we've done. Thank you for printing this out, Dad. That was really nice of you to print out this blank sheet of paper here that
it's
normally
nice.
Tells
you,
me...
I print out the template instead.
It's nice that it normally tells me what is actually coming up.
Well, you could actually go to the site.
I've done it already.
I already know.
I'm a good DJ. I know what's on this. I'm a good radio announcer.
So I don't need to print it out in future.
You completely don't need to print it out in future. You can save yourself one sheet of paper. We've saved a tree. That's our gift to the world.
Okay, we're
going to save
part of
the
Gadget
Grill. We have shaved and saved a tree.
Shaved a tree.
We have shaved a tree.
Yeah.
We have shaved a tree. So all this music tonight is technically Christmas related.
Okay.
Because
are you saying that a tree is something that we don't need anymore?
I don't. Yeah, that was a nice segue, actually. This is Jenny Owen Young's with Things We Don't Need Anymore. Nice one, Dad.
Thank you.
Ho, 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 it's the Gadget Grill.
Say it properly.
Fine.
Ho,
fine.
Bloody ho.
Oh, you lost me there for a second. Can you stop playing with the panel?
No.
Ho, bloody ho. It's the Australian version of the Gadget Grill here on 88.1 Radio. I'm not going to do that anymore. Radio 2RDJ. If you're listening to us on a reindeer, there's something wrong with you, because I don't know how reindeer... Like, they've got the antennas.
They're picking it up on...
reindeer antlers, antler antennas. Yeah. So if you're picking this up on a reindeer...
Did you see
very, very weird. Hold on. I got to get through this. I got to get through this segment. If you're picking us up on a reindeer, something's very wrong with you, and you're there with... They're not mythical, but they're semi-mythical. Anyway, if you're there doing that, you might want to log on to www.radio2rdj.com. It would be more
www.radio2rdj.com.
No, www.radio2rdj.com. It would be far more comfortable for the reindeer. You won't get the RSPCA or any other people down on your ass as a result of it. And coincidentally, if you'd like to have people come down on your ass, you can head to this website for the people who run this. I have no idea how that was coincidental, but it just kind of sounded funny at the time. At www.gadgetgrill.com.au. You see how difficult that was?
And for those of you who listen slowly, www.radio2rdj.com. Because he speaks too fast.
Oh, shut up! Just get on to the freaking... I'm so docking your salary. Oh, God. Docking your salary. You know, bar humbug to you. You get cold this year for all the crap you pull,
okay,
bastard.
Okay. Waterworld. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Waterworld. They found Waterworld.
They found Waterworld.
Somewhere for Kevin Costner to go.
Oh, God, no.
And it is only about 42 light years away.
Confuzzled. What the hell?
Astronomers have discovered an Earth-like planet that is larger than our own and maybe more than half covered with water.
Hmm.
So-called Super Earth is about 42 light years away in another solar system, and has a radius nearly 2.7 times larger than that of the Earth.
I hear Johnson & Johnson are going to send their product manufacturers and product testers there to test out all their spongy-like things.
Well, they can send the Labrador out there, and it'll be lab tested too. Sorry.
Really? Really?
So, yeah, they're saying it's got lots of water.
You read this before you put it to air, right?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yes, I did.
Because right now, from where I'm sitting, it doesn't look like it. Sony have had two wins this week. They've had at least
two more than you're thinking of.
Probably. They've had one win, and there's another that's sort of interesting as a win. First of all, the Blu-ray 3D specs have been finalized, and the PlayStation 3 will be able to play it back.
So this pair of Blu-ray 3D spectacles?
No. Blu-ray
specifications.
But the problem is, you will still likely need a TV that will probably cost you more than the one you bought last week. Sorry, people. 3D is a little bit more complicated. However, speaking of 3D, Sony are also looking like they might be manufacturing digital SLRs that take 3D images.
Where are they going to take them to? They're going to take them down...
They're going to sell them to people, numbskull.
Take them to the zoo,
perhaps? Know what, really? Just can you please stop being a douche just for 10 seconds?
No.
Please? Please?
No.
Oh, really?
I just got an email that says, looking for the perfect gift.
Yeah? What's it say? Viagra?
Probably. Let me have a look at and see.
Just bear
with us a moment, folks.
I'll do another story.
No. This is actually a legitimate email.
Legitimate email. Does it fit into our news section? Because you're kind of interrupting
this. No, it doesn't.
Dad. Okay, well, I'm just going to mention a news item then. People who use desktop processors, Intel Core i5, Core i7, well, Core i3, which is the new version, the little tiny version, basically, the cheaper version, and mobile Core i5s are going to come in early January.
And we're going to be going to the launch party of those on some date in January.
As said so by my secretary, yes.
Yes. And on the subject of winds.
Wind?
Winds.
Wind, like...
No, neither. Wins. You're talking about Sony had a couple of wins.
Like someone who wins something.
The U.S. Supreme Court, this is one that you might have heard during the week.
Probably not, knowing me.
The U.S. Supreme Court is about to rule on whether employees have a right to privacy for text messages that they send on electronic devices supplied by their employers. So if your boss supplies you with a cell phone or a pager or something, and you send text messages on it, Does your boss have a right to read those messages?
I guess no, to be completely honest. Only if they pertain to work-related subjects.
He's supplying the phone. It's his phone.
What?
It's not yours.
He's also supplying the computer you sit on. But during lunch breaks, it's completely within your right.
Is it within your right?
Yeah, well, it's within your right during lunch breaks to sit there and surf Facebook with it. In fact, most places allow it.
I know, a lot of places allow it, but is that within your right? Does the boss have a right to look at what you're doing on that computer?
Privacy. I would absolutely agree with that. Meanwhile, something that's causing accidents like that, in America, they're using, and they're starting to do it in Australia as well, LED traffic lights. Now, they do this because LEDs last longer than bulbs, and they're also just as bright. So they save power.
Clearly, we don't have any LEDs in Parliament in Canberra or in Macquarie Street.
Or in this studio right now. However, there's a problem with this, you know, because you've got LED traffic lights.
LEDs in the studio.
Shut up. Okay. Yeah, I think, of course, enough bullshit. Enough. I'm going to censor myself right now. So you got LED traffic lights.
Be sensible. Yes.
Hush. I'm trying to get through one story. Okay. We have our LED traffic lights. They produce less heat, and as a result, in places that get snow, like I don't know, what's the state that gets snow in America? Iowa. Iowa gets snow. Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Colorado? Well, in the places...
New York. Boston.
In the places where the...
Boston's not a state.
Boston's not a state. Massachusetts, maybe, Dab. In the places where they're testing these, they're finding out that because the LED traffic lights are so cold... No, that's Washington State.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they're so cold, they're not melting the snow. And as a result, these traffic lights are causing accidents.
So, Salt Lake City.
Shut up, okay? For crying out loud, you are the most immature person in here right now. Read a news story so I can interrupt you, damn you. Why am I more mature than you? I'm like half your... I'm less than half
you
your age.
You get this way as you get older.
Oh, God. Are you going to wear nappy soon as well?
I hope so.
Oh, I hope not.
You better hope so.
Otherwise, I'm so moving out. Oh, I am so getting out of here.
Otherwise, the mess is going to be unbelievable.
The mess like the Psystar mess? Can I also go into my story?
You can do that if you want.
The mess like Psystar mess. Psystar, the company who Apple have been suing for, oh God, the better half of whenever they started.
It's been
up,
a year now.
At least a year now. Psystar have been on Apple's, I guess, crap list for ages. They also got on the Hackintosh's crap list by saying people who make their Mac out of their home parts are doing it all wrong. Well, the court has basically told Psystar to shut down. So,
bye-bye.
Psystar only has 8 employees. They're all being fired.
So much for job security.
Indeed.
Job security, however, does exist at the MIT.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Where the clever folks have developed a new type of bicycle wheel.
A bicycle wheel? They reinvented the wheel. Isn't that illegal?
They've reinvented the wheel.
As long as they're not playing Stairway to Heaven, it's fine.
That's right. And this is a wheel that has a battery in it that can store energy.
So they've invented the wheel that lights a fire. They've basically done two things that the cavemen tried to do for years.
Not quite.
Okay.
The wheel's battery can store energy as you step on the brakes and then return that power back to help you climb a hill or boost.
Wait, return the power back?
Yes.
Return the power back?
Yes.
As opposed to give the power back?
Yes. It returns the power back to the bike so it helps you, gives you some power boost. It sounds a bit like the Kerr system. Is the Kerr system they have in Formula One?
No idea. No idea what you're on about.
Yeah.
Like
where
normal.
They were they're using the brakes to generate some power that they can then use in a little motor that helps the bike go faster.
Right.
Or uses or so on.
What else have you got?
Let's see. The wheel also has sensors and a Bluetooth.
A Bluetooth. You're going well today, Dad.
So it can talk to an iPhone mounted on the handlebars.
I'm not really sure if I'd mount an iPhone to a bike, to be completely honest. They're pretty flimsy as it is.
But then you can have it so you can have your speed, direction, distance travelled, all sorts of things like that.
Oh, okay, good point. Yeah. So you can use TomTom, you know, and all that sort of thing.
You can have a GPS. So turn left, turn right.
And we've got one more news item. This gets into our next topic, which is what we're going to get into after the next song. There is a new... absolutely ridiculous, useless gadget. And this is, I guess, our
apart
useless
from
gadget.
Me.
But no, you're not new. Oh. Yeah, it's called.
Notice the listener that he didn't say that I'm not ridiculous.
No, I completely agree with that. The Nintendo Wii Supreme. That doesn't sound very appetizing in the first place, actually. Nintendo Wii Supreme.
Can I have that with ham and pineapple,
I'm not
please?
Sure if you'd want it to. It sounds more like a urinary tract infection, to be completely honest. Anyway, the Nintendo Wii Supreme is the gadget...
size doesn't matter. I've got a Wii Supreme.
Oh, this is what I have to put up with. Thank God I'm moving out soon. Anyway, the Nintendo Wii Supreme, it's the gadget for the guy who's got everything already. It's sort of like the gadget for you, except you'd never use this. In fact, you'd probably sell it and buy a Lamborghini. The Nintendo Wii Supreme is a Nintendo Wii, as you might expect it is. It's covered in over 2,500 grams of solid 22-karat gold. And then they take 19.5 carats of flawless diamonds for the buttons on the front.
What?
Yep. And then they charge £300,000. Sorry, no, £299,995 for it. So you could say £5. It's not so bad. So it's a £300,000. It's for what, roughly $600,000-$700,000 Australian dollars? Wii. Now it doesn't... you always do that. You always do that!
I'm sorry.
So yeah, that's a completely ridiculous gadget before we get into things. You should not buy that for your family member. You really shouldn't.
No.
No. Well, but yeah, we'll get into what you can in just a minute. We'll get his song going first. How are you going? We're finding out what that song is. Did you actually end up finding it?
Oh, Carol of the Bells.
Oh, you're a douche. I mean, you've got all the information there. Yeah. Well, in that case, this is Bare Naked Ladies who did that song 1 week, and they did I Have a Little Dreidel last week. They played. So this is them doing a Christmas song.
Listening to the Bare Naked Ladies show on 2RDJ FM 88.1.
I played Jenny Owen Youngs last week as well.
There you go.
You're listening to the Jenny Owen Youngs and Bare Naked Ladies show on... Anyway, this is Bare Naked Ladies. You might want to start it up now that this is Carol of the Bells.
She's a nice lady.
In a way you've never heard before, unless we've played it before, in which case you would have. Yes. Maybe, you know, like that. Yeah, I'll shut up now.
You've been working hard all morning and now it's time to relax for lunch. What better place than with your pals in the shed? And what better shed than the one right here on Tuesdays on 2RDJ between 1 and 3?
So please come and join Peter Worthington, that was him, and me, Gary Stark. We're your pals in the shed on 2RDJ FM 88.1.
And don't forget your lunch.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, getting into our feature, because we have a whole list of things of people who have been naughty or nice, or at least of gadgets who have been naughty or nice.
Gadgets that are nice for the people in your life who have been naughty.
Indeed. So how are we going to do this, I think? Because you've got a list.
I've got a list of ideas.
Being that I'm one of the gadget guys sort of people now, I'm basically just going to list things off the top of my head on how this should work, I guess.
Okay, well, let's start off with... for that special person in your life, maybe a digital camera might be the go.
And they're certainly getting a lot cheaper. I mean, like, you can get low-end, semi-decent digital cameras from, you know, between $100 and $250 now. And if you start getting into, like, the $300 to $400 range, you can even pick up things with those extra cool features, like a touchscreen on the front of the camera on the back of the camera, or even a waterproof camera, which aren't bad. I've got one in my backpack
We've had three of those in the last
few
weeks.
And we've even taken them drowning at Bondi Beach.
Well, one of them we couldn't, because somebody had it before.
Yes, one of them we couldn't, because one of the reviewers had broken off the side of the camera. That wasn't quite nice of them. However, you've seen the one I got in my backpack right now?
I haven't had a quick look at it. I haven't had a play with it yet.
Yeah, looks like I can crush it, drop it, stick it in water, and film videos with it in HD.
But does it take photos?
Maybe. It's a camera, so you'd hope so. But right. Phones don't do that anymore. Phones don't make phone calls anymore.
No. On the subject of phones, how about perhaps a media player or an iPod?
Indeed, and that was an interesting segue. You could have gone into the phones instead, but indeed, iPods are pretty much the most common media player. You can go for other brands, and there are a lot of cheaper brands out there. SanDisk, Creative to a certain extent, you can certainly
Creative are good, but none of them have got the interface that the iPhone iPod has.
In testing some in the recent years, SanDisk actually got the closest. Creative are okay, but they lack in the software, and it's an area where Creative have never had an edge.
They force you to use their software.
And their software is junk.
Exactly.
I mean, iTunes is not good, but it's better than what Creative do. So, yeah, there are some good choices there. Almost always, you know, if you are lacking in something and you know someone who needs a media player, an iPod Shuffle might be a good one for some people.
And they're not expensive.
No, they're not. Or an iPod Nano or something like that. Yeah. You know, if they don't already have that.
You get something for what, around about $60?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to go even cheaper for the cheapskate in your life, how about an iTunes voucher?
An iTunes voucher is not lost on anyone, because the advantage of something like that is that even if you don't have an iPod, as long as you have an MP3 player or you want to watch some TV on your computer, it's not lost on you. You know, you can do that. You can also spend it on iPhone games and iPod Touch games. So it's got a lot of versatility, especially for someone who wants music.
For the person you don't like.
For the person I don't like, I would give a present.
For the person, that's just me. For the person you don't like, but you need to give a present to,
okay.
Nothing says get lost in the way that giving them a GPS will.
Really? Because GPS tend to be expensive, but you can find some...
$120
you
upwards,
can find
now.
Some inexpensive GPS. Now, just remember, the difference between them are things like map accuracy and battery life and also speed, as we tested earlier this year.
And, of course, placement of school zones. It's nice to know that there's a school zone.
As you're driving away from it?
Not so much as you're driving
away. I'm trying to get away from them. I don't want to know there's a school zone there.
But one of the GPS systems that we tried...
That was an expensive one, too.
Yeah, told me that there was a school zone on the... A northern approach to the Carl Expressway.
This is a random tip. There's such a random tip, we'll probably end up being yelled at for it.
Yeah.
But the cheaper GPS gave us more accurate results than the more expensive GPS.
Of course, some of them will also tell you that there's a school zone when you're approaching where it might have been, but this is on Christmas Day and there's not too many kids around.
Yeah,
middle of the night there'll be a school zone too.
It's a problem. GPS don't actually connect with real-time information about school zones.
No.
They do with traffic, but that's about it. It's really weird. Yes. It's just something to be aware of.
Now, if you really get really pissed off with the GPS giving you inaccurate information, or you have gotten lost,
indeed,
then maybe you should get a mobile phone so you can ring up somebody and say, I'm lost, help me, come and get me.
And if there are lots of mobile phones. I mean, most people will say, buy an iPhone, but to be honest, don't buy an iPhone. Buy something a little bit more interesting if you like.
One of the new HTCs
might
be good.
One of the HTCs are pretty cool, running Android, you know. And even if you're buying some for your kids, I've got one on my desk at work now.
For your kids?
Well, not for my kids, because I didn't have kids, but I'm saying for your kids. Well, that would be me and my brother. But for someone else's kids listening to the show, I've got one on my desk at work, which looks about $200. It's a touchscreen phone. I think it's got a 3.5mm jack. And you're actually finding them being sold for companies like Boost and Virgin and all these other, you know, these smaller prepaid systems now. So can you imagine, back when I was growing up, they didn't even have anything near like that. We got a crappy-ass Nokia 3310, those giant button-pushing ones. We're now up to the point where kids can get decent touchscreen phones, sort of like emulating an iPhone, but not quite there, for next to nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're lost, you've called home.
You've been given a present by someone who hates you. That's evidence by why you're lost.
So while you're waiting for somebody to come and collect you, you may as well sit there and watch your digital portable TV.
Indeed. We've got one in my backpack right now. There's only very few. It's basically a media player. I know they market this as a TV. It's a media player with a TV built into it. And once you get it set up, it's not too bad, but you have to get it set up first, and that seems to be a bit of a problem. We're sitting right next to an antenna half the time, and it doesn't pick up that much connectivity where I've been testing this.
Right.
It's interesting. It's an interesting piece of technology, I'll say that much.
Right. Apart from the digital TV, of course, you might want to get just a USB stick that's a digital tuner for your computer.
You might, and those are very cheap. You can pick those up for about $30, $40
up to about $100, $150.
And it's great for someone who isn't quite convinced they need a TV, but just wants to watch some TV. Maybe you want to watch Doctor Who come Christmas, because it's the last few episodes with David Tennant. You can do this for like $40. It's a great little present for someone with a laptop.
Yeah. Works on laptop, works on a desktop as well.
Does.
And, of course, you can if you take your laptop with you, then you can watch it wherever you go.
Indeed. You could be sitting in the doctors there watching your TV show.
We've got something else to talk about shortly about portable computing.
We do, but you've got something else you'd like me to guess off the top of my head.
Yeah, a couple more things here. If you don't want to watch digital TV, maybe you want to watch Blu-rays.
Maybe you want to watch a big TV. And Blu-rays don't go astray. They're certainly getting cheaper. They're up the point now where, or they're down to the point now, where they're actually about the same price as regular DVDs.
Slightly more. There's about $9-10 difference.
No, there isn't anymore.
No?
No, I went looking the other day. I found Inglourious Basterds, actually, for the same price on DVD as it was on Blu-ray, which blew my mind, actually.
Cool.
So we're up to the point now where even new releases are the same price. But when they stop being new releases, they go up a little bit. But that's not bad.
Right.
And also, of course, there's a big TV. The present you get for the person who really needs
really wants everything, wants to impress the next door neighbors.
Did you want to impress the next door neighbors when you got one in for review?
Yeah, 46-inch Bravia.
Yeah, yeah. How are you liking that?
I'm impressed with the saturation on the color is nice.
Mm-hmm.
The user interface isn't too bad.
The user interface is ripped from the PlayStation. It better be good after all the money they spent on that.
The resolution on it, full 1080p, HD, very nice. We're still playing with it. The jury's still out, but it's not bad.
I would say it's bloody impressive. Yes. I'd also suggest games.
Cause, video games?
Yeah, video games are pretty big. You can actually find at a lot of the places, pretty much any department store. And I went wandering the other day and found a few for $10-20. You're not going to be thrown astray on any of these, unless your kids already have them in the first place. But there is a way around it. Almost every single video game network has points relating to their basically rewards cards. But like an iTunes gift voucher,
right.
You can end up buying on the Microsoft, Xbox points, PlayStation points, and even Nintendo Wii, Nintendo DS, so you can download games for them. So that's something to look at when you're at these stores. If you can't figure out what games to get them, a lot of these people have games on demand they can download on Christmas Day, and your kids can pick, or your husband and boyfriend can pick what game they want to play.
Okay, what about for the cheapskates?
Cheapskate. Well, look, there's always cheap gadgets that you can grab from little different places. Laser pointers are less common these days, but you can easily pick up on things like pedometers. Pedometers are great. Really, really cheap digital cameras. I would actually suggest looking at battery chargers and small torches. They're kind of cool little gimmicks for people.
And for the really, really cheap?
For the really... Are you just trying to... You're trying to kill me here, aren't you?
Oh, no, no, no. You've got one more idea left.
Do I?
Well, yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Okay, I'll
timing. Say. It's all in the timing.
Huh? I have not... What's that?
A difference.
Huh? What are you doing with that? A clock? A watch?
What a difference a day makes.
Huh?
Go shopping on Boxing Day.
Oh, of course, yes. I can't believe I forgot that. Because, I mean, to be honest, let's be completely honest, what's the problem telling you, buying a small gift for your kids or for your family and saying, I'm actually going to buy you the big gift on Boxing Day when all the prices go down? Because, I mean, seriously, that is a huge deal. I can't believe I forgot that when I was the one who suggested that.
So much for our production meeting.
God, yeah. Anyway, so, I mean, it makes complete sense. On Boxing Day, your prices go down pretty dramatically.
That's when you buy next year's gift wraps and decorations.
That's when you buy next year's presents for everyone ahead of time by 1 year. If you can give your family something small, very small, even a gift card, and then say to them, tomorrow, we're going to have a good Christmas today, tomorrow, I'll buy you something. That's something you can do as well. So yes. That's our Christmas segment.
Okay.
Next week we'll be talking about the best technology.
Next week we'll be asking all sorts of questions, won't we?
Will we? Will it be some sort of a riddle?
I'm sure it will.
This is Winterbloom, and this is actually a Christmassy piece based out of Russia and Poland, remade into something that doesn't quite sound so Christmassy. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. Radio 2RDJ, and this is the Gadget Grill. And right now we're going to take a look at another gadget that you might want to consider if you're looking for Christmassy presents. You're going to speak about this one because I've done enough speaking.
Okay, yeah. This is quite an interesting gadget. Earlier during the week, we went to a Christmas function put on by Huawei.
Who the hell are Huawei?
They're the people who make the USB... internet connection dongles.
And let's just be completely honest, they're the ones who make every USB connection dongle for every company.
They make them pretty much for everybody, yeah. If you've got a 3 Three Optus, not necessarily Telstra.
Most of Telstra's.
Yeah. Most of Telstra's, but if you've got Virgin, if you're using a 3G Vodafone, wireless connection to the internet from Vodafone, 3G, Virgin, Optus, then the chances are that your device was made by Huawei.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the devices that I'd not seen before and I wasn't actually aware of is one that they've been marketing through through Virgin Mobile exclusively, and I believe it's available also at the moment
it's
exclusively.
About $200, I
about
think.
$200, yeah. And it's from you can get it at Dick Smith's. Because they're the only people at the moment who are selling it. But what it is a 3G...
It's a wireless hotspot in your pants.
It's a... Oh, that's, wow. yes.
It's a wireless hotspot but that's in your... Hold on. It's a wireless hotspot in your pants. There we go.
Okay. yeah. This is smaller than your typical mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller than even your small mobile phone.
It sort of feels like a very small remote control.
Yeah,
I don't think Star Trek people would carry around.
Slightly thicker than a remote control, but certainly a lot smaller than some of the...
We're talking about the thick thing you can put in your pants.
Yeah. It fits into your pants very comfortably and very easily. And what it is, on the one side of the connection, logically speaking, it'll connect to the 3G mobile phone network.
Completely, yeah.
And it'll establish for you a broadband connection. On the other side, it will establish a small... up to 3-user network in your immediate vicinity. So you can connect up to 3 different computers, be they
computers, phones,
Macintosh, whatever. And
consoles.
You can use those for surfing the internet. You just plug in the IP address and away you go. The IP address and the SSID, the station ID, and the password, and away you go. And that's all done wirelessly and very, very painlessly. Or you can actually physically connect it using a USB cable, which comes with it, and connect it physically to one of those computers.
As a means of testing, I've been carrying this around in my pants, just as I normally do with gadgets.
So he has a hot spot in his pants.
I have had a hot spot in... Hold on.
Was that good for you? Hold on.
I've had a hot spot in my pants. And with this, I've been carrying it around and surfing the web on my 2G iPhone, 3G, in a 3G capacity, because I've been connecting this wirelessly. And that's been working quite well.
When I saw the device, this is the sort of device I've been looking for ages, because I've got a dream of having a computer and a little portable hotspot in my
car.
Let's
be completely honest.
I had a dream.
That one day your car will rise up and live out its true meaning?
Something like that, yeah. I see the future I see is of having a Wi-Fi in your car, and if you're going away somewhere with your family over the holidays,
you can turn it all the way up loud and drown out their noisy bits.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, what you can do is you could have this in the car, just have it sitting in one of your cup holders or something. It's actually too small to fit in your cup holders.
Wait, cars have cup holders now?
Some of them do.
Car must not have gotten the memo about that.
No, my car did not get the memo. Thank goodness.
Memo.
You can have it sit in a parcel tray or in the glove box, just turn it, well, probably not in the glove box, but in a parcel shelf in the middle of the car.
We're still not quite done testing this thing, to be completely honest.
No, but so far it's been reasonably impressive.
Mm.
And you can surf the internet while driving. So this will keep the kids quiet in the back, each of the kids with their own little laptop supplied by the government.
You can't make phone calls on that, can you?
It's not for making phone calls, but you could use it for Skype calls.
It can be a Skype call. So theoretically, if we connected to something, we could call on Mary with it.
Yes.
Okay, well, in that case, this is Amy Mann with Calling on Mary, another Yuletide song.
I heard the sidewalks in a say, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
.1 Radio 2RDJ, getting a phone call at the end of the Gadget Grill, one of our last Gadget Grills, the second last Gadget Grill of the year, and we're going to get stuck into, which are we doing, Dad? Are we going to do the, what's that?
Oh. I should do that.
You should do that. You might want to calm that down.
Yes.
Well, end with tonight. We're going to end with Kermit.
We've got all hell breaking loose here in the right. studio at the moment.
Figures, doesn't it?
Yes.
We'll end tonight with, actually, Kermit Ruffins, a new song from Kermit Ruffins, the brilliant New Orleans jazz musician. Crazy Cool Christmas, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, we've still got a little bit of time before we start playing that.
Yeah? Part. What's up, Cole?
A listener says, do we have any carols programmed before 10 o'clock?
Do we have any... Unless you consider Kermit Ruffin's Crazy Cool Christmas, then no.
Yeah, Carol didn't make it in the studio.
Sadly, I didn't know we had people listening to play carols too. Apologies for that. In any case, we're going to end this show. Dad, we're going to end it with a future look at technology, or are you going to tell us who won a prize?
I'm just trying to find out. Something here.
No. Yes. Maybe. Who knows?
There we are. That's what I want. Yeah, we're going to tell you that we're going to talk about future technology, and we're going to also tell you that the photo competition.
Okay. Right. Of course. Hello,
Rudy.
Hi,
Rudy. We're not doing any shout outs though.
No. No way. I don't even know who you are, but you know, hello.
We've got a winner to the HP photo competition that's been running for the last month or so at the station. And the winner was none other than Wayne Trumbull.
Who's he?
Wayne Trumbull.
Is he a very nice guy?
He is a very nice guy. I met him.
Oh, that's better, Dad.
Oh, damn it.
oh, you're going well.
There we go.
Try that again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let me just kill that volume a little bit. There we go.
There you go. It's like Kermit Ruffins playing in the background.
Wayne Trumbull, he lives out at Greenacre, and his photo...
I hear that's a nice place to be.
It is, yes. Yeah. Wayne's a very nice guy, and he won it, and he came along into the studio on Thursday, along with his granddaughter, and picked up the prize of an HP PhotoSmart
Which
printer.
We're quite thankful for HP for donating that to the station to give to one lucky winner, and that was the lucky winner.
Yes.
And that was just how easy was that? You know, all you had to do was put a picture of yourself having fun.
We had lots
party.
Of great entries, we but did. Wayne's was the best one.
And we look for more.
Voted by the judges unanimously.
Indeed. Look for more. We're going to look for more competitions early next year. We've actually started tracking down quite a few. We've even, at the Gadget Grill, we've had quite a few offers from several companies.
Indeed. We'll have more of that in the next couple of weeks, as a matter of fact.
In fact, beginning of the new year.
Yeah, and on the subject of the future.
The future
technology.
Well, I've been playing with 3D projectors because, you know, with movies like Avatar and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, we're seeing more and more emphasis on 3D to get you to the movie theaters. I've been playing with what it's going to be like at home. And at the moment, the prognosis is expensive because...
The
hardware costs a lot of money. I've got a projector and I've got a different video card needed and several pairs of glasses. The glasses are between $150 and $200 each. Which is not cheap, but the effect you get is quite cool. You were quite impressed with me playing the video games and the stuff coming at the screen, weren't you?
Yes, I was. It was quite impressive to look at.
And I've tested it at a few places now, even with proper screens made for 3D. Still have to wear the glasses, but it's still not bad.
No, very, very impressive toys.
It's got a long way to go, but I know, and I'm going to be testing it by making my own 3D animation over the holidays.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we got to go.
We do.
We're going to be back after Christmas.
We're back after Christmas, 2 days after Christmas, for the last Gadget Grill of the year.
And you have been listening to the Gadget Grill tonight on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. Join us again next Sunday night for a generous serving of gadgets cooked to your liking.
Did you work on that a week or something?
Oh, yeah.
You've been studying that
I've
one?
I've been studying that for 30...
Seconds, at least. Yeah. 30 milliseconds, maybe.
30 milliseconds, yeah. I am Gary Stark.
And my name is Lee Stark.
We'll be back next Sunday. In the meantime, you are listening to take us out. Kermit Ruffins.
Yeah, with Crazy Cool Christmas from his new, literally new, came out a month or two ago, Christmas CD of jazz done Christmas style. And we'll see you next Sunday on the Gadget Grill. Have a safe week. Have a great week.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a brilliant Hanukkah Christmas, everybody.